Nike and MasterCard are the latest brands to stand behind tennis star Naomi Osaka's decision to withdraw from the French Open. The four-time Grand Slam champion said she had to step away for her own mental health after the French Open fined Osaka $15,000 for skipping a news conference following the first-round match on Sunday. Sports figures like Osaka have always been on the front lines of social, political, and cultural issues. And Osaka is the latest sports figure to specifically address mental health. And for more, let's bring in ESPN analyst and former U.S. Open singles finalist, Pam Shriver. Welcome to the show, Pam.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Thank you for being here. And Pam, before we get into this discussion, let's go over quickly exactly what happened. Osaka told French officials before Sunday's match that she wasn't up to doing media press briefings after the game. She says she suffers from anxiety and bouts of depression. Take us from there.
Yeah, well, she released the statement just a few days before the start of the French Open. It surprised the tennis world that a top player, who really it's counted on by the media as a connector to the fans to get the story out about the match. But her original statement started just a flurry of criticism from people in the media. But then on Saturday, I'll just say it was the four major tennis tournaments who came out with a statement that was partly empathetic, but also had a couple of paragraphs about that if Osaka kept her stance, she'd be given the code of conduct and could be defaulted from the tournament. And that's really when things escalated.
And Osaka called out the hypocrisy of organizations, as she calls them, for ignoring mental health while trying to make athletes like herself the centerpiece of their corporation. You've actually been down this road too before. Your thoughts on her stance?
Well, I think you have to look at some things that she started to talk about with her statement on the weekend where she withdrew, where she mentioned the impact and the trauma of the match against Serena in the finals of the U.S. Open, when the code of conduct came into play against Serena three different times, totally changing the way the match was played. And it basically took away Osaka's ability to have a joyful end to her first major win in singles. And she said that's when her depression started, which really, I think most people in mental health care will say that is the type of event, that type of trauma. I was in that stadium, the booing and the noise and the anger. And Naomi felt it was towards her. And I think she is sensitive to noise. So I think going forward, things like this will be handled better in tennis. But this was just a disaster, the outcome.
Well, Serena Williams actually spoke about Naomi's decision after her first round win at the French Open. Let's listen.
The only thing I feel is that I feel for Naomi. I feel like I wish I could give her a hug because I know what it's like. Like I said, I've been in those positions. We have different personalities. Not everyone is the same.
Pam, to your point, what help is available within the workplace? Are there accommodations in place to help athletes? For instance, does the IFT, the International Tennis Federation, or the WTA, the Women's Tennis Association, actually have a policy in place? Could this have been avoided?
Well, the WTA started their healthcare service program decades and decades ago, and it is a wonderful program, and it includes a lot of support and can point you in the right direction if you need emotional and mental health help. I think as a tennis player trying to travel the world during a pandemic and living in this bubble, it puts an already very stressful job almost beyond what most people can handle. And I think that maybe the people who run Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, and the U.S. Open who signed that letter over the weekend, I just felt like they really didn't have a full understanding of what someone like Naomi Osaka has been through in recent times.
Well, you know, this brings up another point for me. Historically, we've seen athletes meet the moment. It happened in the 60s at the height of the civil rights movement. More recently, Colin Kaepernick. But what Naomi is doing is putting herself first. She's sending a message that perhaps there's a generational shift between athletes willing to comply with these long-established norms set by sports authorities and younger players willing to engage in social activism and speak directly to fans on social media about what they're dealing with. Your thoughts on this and what this means moving forward for sports and maybe for tennis more specifically?
It's a huge game changer that athletes on their own social media platform can talk directly to their fans. Well, and Naomi Osaka with the U.S. Open last year, she was one of the leaders the week before the U.S. Open with social justice and peaceful protesting of police brutality. So she's proven that she's willing to take things on. And I think it's a good, I think it's really a good thing. It's just, you have to realize when you are a professional athlete and you have goals in mind, like winning majors, when you take on things like mental health, I think people have to be aware of what will be the repercussions once they announce something like what Naomi did last week.
That's ESPN analyst and former U.S. Open singles finalist Pam Shriver. Pam, thank you so much.
Thank you.